We are about to begin Simen Ayin Dalid, the halachas of Kriya Shema, the halachas of what is considered a vorov roim es ha'erva. We will be doing the first se'if, but also the hakdama of the bir halacha, which is based on, this is from the Prima Gadim, the basic halachas of lo yira b'cha ervas dover. Essentially, the halacha is the following. The pasuk says lo yira b'cha ervas dover, from which Chazal learn out, there is an isser of dibur where there is erva. What does that mean? So from there we get the halacha that if one sees erva, we will define what erva is, but if one sees erva, be it his own or somebody else's, at that point there is an isser of dibur bedivrei Torah. It's an isser not only lechatchila, but even bedieved. If one, for example, said Shema, then they weren't Yotze. They said Birka Shema, Birka's Kriya Shema, they're also not Yotze. Midaraisa, there is an Isser of Dibur B'Divrei Torah when in view of Erva, be it one's own Erva or somebody else's. That is the Daraisa. Aside from that, there is an Isser of Dibur B'Gilui Erva. If one's own Erva is uncovered, even though he is not in view of it, he does not see it, the halacha is that Begilui Erva also one is not allowed to say Divrei Torah. The Mishtabur brings down that there's a machlokas apostem if this is a daraisa or drabanon. The maskon of the Mishnebur is to consider this an iser daraisa. Whereas there's a drabanon with regard to this, and that is the halacha of libo roa esa erva, whether it be his own or someone else's. Libo roa esa erva. The pasuk says lo yira b'cha ervas dover, ri'iya is aser. Since we do find the lashon ha-pasuk using the word erva, using the word ri'iya with regard to a lave, with regard to a heart, therefore we are choshish midrabanan, that is, the rabbanan gave an iser of lave roa es erva. What that means is that the upper part of one's body, where his heart is, keneged the lave, is in view of erva, whether it be one's own or somebody else's. So what we had were five cases here. Two definitely daraisa, one questionable, but the Mishtabura says daraisa, and two that are darabanan. And that is ein av roa es erva so, or ein av roa es ervas chavero. In that case, it is usher to say divrei Torah, and that includes Shema and the brachas. One can't daven mida oraisa, and if one did, he is not yotze. The second one was with erva magula. One does not see his own erva, but he is begiloy erva. The halacha is that he cannot say Shema, the Mishtabura, or Divrei Torah. Mishtabura paskins that is a daraisa as well. The third category is liboroa, applying the concept of ri'iya not to eyes, but the fact that one's own heart, meaning his chest, is exposed to erva, whether his own or someone else's, that is usur midrabanan. It is a drabanan form of lo yira b'cha ervas dover. So now let's actually go into the halacha. The Mechaber says, Hayayoshen orim betaliso. A person was sleeping. He's undressed but covered. In other words, he does not have clothing on, but he's got a sheet over himself. So what would the issue be? He now wants to say Shema. Tzorech lochots betalis al libo, va'oz yikra. What he has to do is make some kind of separation with that covering between the top part of his body and the bottom part of his body. Because if they are both in view of each other under the talis, then that is called libo roe se erva, although he is not begilui erva. So he has no problem saying Shema because of that, but his lave and his erva are together in the same place. You have to separate between the two with the talis. Va'oz yikra mimshum de libo roa esa erva oser. You're not allowed to say Shema or any divrei Torah so long as the lave is exposed to erva. To that, the Rama adds, v'hu hadin im libo roa ervas chavero oser. The same halacha would be if libo roa ervas chavero. His, say for example, he is wearing pants. It is only his chest that is exposed. His friend, another person there, is totally undressed. if they are both under the same sheet and it is not pressing against his body in a way that his lave is considered separated from the erva of the other one, he could not say Shema. Now, first of all, as far as the source of Riyah to the lave, so the Mishnah Berurah brings the pasuk V'libi ra harbe chachma, we see that the inyan of Riyah applies even to the lave. Therefore, Chazal midrabanan put that into the pasuk of Lo yirbacha ervas davar. Now, this halacha would mean, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if someone is dressed, but what he's wearing is a robe that does not have a belt? So if the robe is not tied against him, because he's not wearing a belt, then his lave and his erva are together under the robe. That is libo roa esa erva, and he could not say shma, psukim, davening. He is asur b'divrei Torah. So what does he have to do? He has to put on the belt, or press against the talus, meaning press against the robe, in a way that the robe now will separate between his lave and his erva. Now, what happens if you have somebody who is sleeping in a bed that is like a canopy, and his head is outside that canopy? If the canopy is not 10 tefachim high, we consider it a keli or like clothing. If his head is inside it, then he is considered sleeping or lying be'erva magula and couldn't say anything. But otherwise, if his head is outside, then it is not considered gilui erva. Now, what happens if you have two people that are not dressed, but they're inside the water and their heads are above the water? So the halacha is that is considered libo roa es ha'erva or libo roa ervas chavero. So say one of them was wearing pants, the other one was not. So the halacha is, since the first person's lave is in the same water as the other person's erva, that is considered libo roa ervas chavero, and that too would be asur midrabanan. Now the halacha is that if you have a separate beged over the lave, even though it is not tight, but you have a loose beged. Say someone has a very wide T-shirt, and aside from that, he is wearing a robe. The halacha is that since the covering over the lave and the covering over the erva are two different things, that is not considered libo roa as erva, and there he could say Shema. The Mishnah Berurah brings down what happens if someone said Shema with the brachas and he has a suffix if his lave was roa as erva. So if it's a question of his eye seeing erva, that's a sveka d'araisa. With regard to lave roa erva, since it's a drabanan, do we say suffik drabanan lahakel here? So the halacha is that he should say Shema over again, but with regard to brachas, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a suffik if he can really say brachas again, because they are only a drabanan.